a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and history's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. History's company too.
Okay, Jack. Jack?
Hmm?
Do you want me to press your pants or not?
Hang on a minute, Jen.
Forget it. I don't have all night.
Hey, what about my pants?
Go in and put them under your mattress and lay down a while.
Janet, come on. It'll just take a minute.
No.
Please.
Jack!
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm really, really sorry.
Honestly, Jack.
I sincerely apologize. I wasn't thinking.
Wait, how many times have we told you not to undress in front of us?
Janet, I said I was sorry, and I promise you I will never, ever do it again.
Okay, okay. Maybe there's hope for you yet.
Here you are, Janet.
Jack!
Do the best you can. I want to look just right for my job tomorrow, okay?
Thanks.
Hi, Ace.
Look, if I'm interrupting anything here...
Come on, Larry. What do you want?
I can come back.
Larry!
I just wanted to know if you want to spend the evening with a beautiful young lady.
No, thanks, pal. I'd rather spend the evening with Janet.
Well, I understand. Some other time, perhaps.
Just a minute, Larry. What do you mean you understand? What kind of crack is that?
Hey, don't get upset. What two out of three roommates do in the privacy of their own living room...
Larry! Just because Chrissy went to visit her parents for a couple of days doesn't mean that Jack and I are up here...
Oh, don't get so upset.
Hey, break it up. Guys, listen. I want to go to bed early tonight because I start my new job at the diner tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, the diner. Hey, look, if I drop in one night and tell the maitre d' that I'm a friend of the chef's, you think I could get a nice table overlooking the garbage cans?
Listen, Larry, maybe it is only a diner, but starting tomorrow, it's going to be serving some very good food.
The best.
And I'll tell you something else. I'm going to add a touch of class to that place.
Only if you shave your legs.
Oh, Jack!
I'll have a hamburger, french fries, and a cheeseburger to go.
Hamburger, cider fries, and a cheeseburger on a trip.
Right.
I'll have the blue plate special.
One death wish.
You got it.
Hey, you're doing great, kid.
You seem surprised.
Well, it is your first day and things get a little hectic.
Well, don't worry about me. I cook very well under pressure.
Really?
Yeah, I'm what's known as a pressure cooker. See, because I'm cooking and there's pressure.
A sense of humor. I like that.
Well.
Oh, we're going to get along just fine.
Take that.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Can I have orange juice, a sweet roll, and coffee, please?
You can have anything you want.
I'd like a donut and a cup of
coffee. Give me a chance, will you, buddy? Can I get you some cream and sugar in your cafe?
Franks and beans and shake and break a cowboy.
Shake and break a cowboy?
Western omelet.
Oh, of course. She'll take your order. Excuse me for just a second. Drinks and beans. Break and shake a cowboy? We're talking about breaking and... What is it called? Breaking and shake? Oops. Sorry. Oh, can you get it? Oh. Oh, here, let me. Mrs. Marconi.
Yes, Jack. Young man.
Yes.
Do you have a diet special?
Diet special? Yes, we do.
Good. I'll have two of them. And a chocolate milkshake.
Two diet specials and a chocolate for a milkshake.
Tuna salad on rye.
Okay.
Hold the mayo.
Hold
the ham and eggs over easy. Whole wheat toast.
Hey, where's my hamburger?
You lost the hamburger?
I didn't get it yet.
You didn't get the hamburger? Oh, well, I know where it is. Hang on.
I'd like a bowl of chicken soup.
A bowl of chicken soup. Okay, you got it. But let me just get this out. Here's the egg right there. Okay. Whoa, back up. Okay. The beans and okay. Hang on here for a second. And the dogs. The dogs. Come on, dogs. Get along, little doggy. Okay. Right, okay.
Woo! I'll take that, Jack.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? You're doing fine.
Oh, thank you, Miss Marconi. It's easy once you get the hat. Hot stuff.
Thank you.
How about my chicken soup?
You had the chicken soup, right?
Yeah.
I'm right on it.
Here we go, little chicken soup on Memphis.
Okay, now.
What's the matter with you?
No, I just wanted to make sure this was the right soup. Chicken, right? Yes.
Mrs. Marconi.
It's the truth, Janet. She couldn't keep her hands off me.
Oh, Jack, you say that about every girl.
This was not a girl. I was working for an octopus. Janet, every time I turned around, there she was, hitting on me, squeezing this, grabbing that.
Grabbing what?
Where do you usually get pinched?
Oh. Hey, you're really upset about this, aren't you?
Upset? Why would I be upset? Just because I spent 8 hours dodging a sex fiend? Or because I'm so black and blue I can hardly sit down? Why would I be upset?
I'm glad you're not upset.
Come in!
Hi, Jeff.
Hiya, Larry.
How did things go in your new job?
Can't you tell? Terrible. His boss kept hitting on him.
That's disgusting. I hope you didn't let him get away with it.
It's not a him.
Oh. Then what are you complaining about?
What am I complaining about? Would you like to see?
Don't look, Larry. Don't look. His little bottom is all black and blue.
How do you know?
He told me.
You know, Janet, you wouldn't think it was so funny if your boss hit on you.
That's what I keep telling him.
Listen, Jack, the next time she tries something, all you gotta do is tell her you're not that sort of guy.
Yeah, just tell her that your heart belongs to somebody else.
Janet, It's not his heart she's pinching.
Oh, you two are a big help. Forget it. I'll take care of it myself.
How?
How? Well, I'll just handle it my own way.
What are you gonna do, Jack? Turn the other cheek?
Good night. Thank you for coming.
My, you're jumpy today.
Really? I wonder why.
Well, here I am.
Huh?
You said you wanted to talk to me.
I did? Oh, yeah, I did. I did. Here's my point. Why don't we both sit down over here?
Sure, Jack. Now, what's the problem?
Well, actually, that's the problem. I don't like being touched when I'm working. It makes me nervous.
But you're not working now.
It still makes me nervous. Ms. Marconi, I like to do my job, nothing else. You know, I mean, if I'm nervous, I won't be doing a good job, which isn't fair to you. I mean, if I'm always looking behind me, I can't see what's in front of me. I just can't work that way, that's all. I hope you understand.
Of course I understand.
You do?
I understand completely. And you're fired.
Oh, what? So the next thing I know, she fired me.
Boy, that's awful.
You should have kept your mouth shut.
Come on, Larry. How would you like it if some woman was following you around all the time, grabbing you everywhere, falling all over you, and... Look who I'm asking.
Larry's right. You know, it was a mistake to say anything.
No, Jack, it was a mistake for her to fire you. It's against the law.
To fire a cook?
No. It's against the law to fire someone who doesn't want to play games, if you know what I mean.
Come on, Larry, who told you that?
My secretary. I mean...
I heard it through another salesman. Kind of a grapevine type of thing, and I,
Thanks for the coffee.
Well, what do you know? Larry has finally said something that makes sense.
Yeah, I should have kept my mouth shut.
No, Jack, come on, this is a clear-cut case of sexual harassment. You could take your boss to court, and you can get your job back.
Look, Janet, just forget about it, okay? What happened to me was very, very embarrassing, all right? I just soon not have the whole world know about it.
Well, it's too late. You already told Larry.
Are you kidding? Men don't gossip. Larry won't say anything.
Oh. Come on, Jack. You can't let her get away with a thing like that. Hi. Jack, listen, that woman had no right to treat you like... like a sex object.
Sex object?
Mm-hmm. She only had you around for one reason and one reason only. So why don't you make her pay for it?
What's this? Some woman's gonna pay, Jack? You gotta be kidding.
Mr. Furley.
What's she gonna pay him with? Fairy dust?
Mr. Furley, did you want something?
Oh, I just found out about Jack losing his job, and I...
Where'd you hear that?
Well, Larry just told me.
Shut up.
Anyway, if there's anything I can do...
Yeah, you can. You can help me convince Jack to take his boss to court.
To court? Why?
To fight for his rights. Mr. Furley, the only reason she fired him was because he told her to keep her hands to herself.
You're kidding.
No, she's not kidding. The woman was all over me.
Gee, how awful.
You can see, Mr. Furley, this is a clear-cut case of sexual harassment.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Didn't you hear what we said?
I mean, are you sure it's harassment?
Yes.
And not harassment?
What?
I mean, some people say harassment and some people say harassment.
What difference does it make?
It makes a lot of difference. If it ever happens to me, I want to know how to pronounce it.
Would you mind terribly if we got back to discussing Jack's problem?
I thought that's all we were doing.
Look, just forget it, okay? I'm not going to court. I'm not about to make a fool of myself.
Jack, come on. Oh. Better a fool than a coward.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, Jack, you sound like all those women who've been attacked and they're afraid to testify because they don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, but wait a minute,
Jack. Come on, you have to stop her before she does this to somebody else.
Yeah, if she pulled this with a guy like you, can you imagine what she'd do with a regular guy like me?
You could get an attorney from County Legal Assistance, and it wouldn't even cost you a cent.
Janet, for the last time, no. No lawyers, no courts, no nothing,
please,
okay?
Please, Jack, think it over.
I've thought it over. What do you think I'm doing?
Wait a minute. I think Jack is right.
What?
After all, it's his decision.
That's right.
If he doesn't want to go to court, that's his privilege.
Thank you.
And if he doesn't think his job is worth fighting for, that's his right, too.
That's true. After all, it's a free country.
But this apartment isn't. And if you don't have the rent by Tuesday, I'm taking you to court.
So that's why I thought I'd talk to a lawyer, Mr. Higgins.
Well, Mr. Tripper, it's most unusual. I think you got a case. Yeah, we'll take it.
Oh, good. Listen, I hate to ask you this again, but are you sure it won't cost me anything?
Not a cent.
Not a cent, huh? Boy, I sure hope I don't get my money's worth. If it does...
I'll forget that.
Higgins, I just wanted to ask you...
Jack, this is my boss. Ms. Callahan, this is Jack Tripper.
Tripper.
That sex case?
Of course. Higgins, that's just what I wanted to see you about. You see, I intend to take this case myself. Now, be a good boy, will you, and tell my secretary?
Right.
When you give her this folder, please.
Oh. Right.
Nice talking to you, Mr. Higgins.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Sit down.
Oh.
Mr. Tripper, tell me now, exactly, how did your employer harass you?
Well, it began the first day I started work at the diner. She started undressing me with her eyes. The way she looked at me... Yeah, just like that. You got it down pat.
Poor man.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, it's been rough.
I'll tell you, I have a good idea. Why don't you and I go and discuss your case over lunch? I know
lunch?
A wonderful little restaurant just around the corner.
Counsel for the complainant, you may call your first witness.
Thank you. If it pleases your honor, I would like to call Mr. Jack Tripper to the stand.
I thought Jack was being handled by a woman lawyer.
He was. That's why he got rid of her.
Oh, Your Excellency, I'm
raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
You may sit down.
Mr. Tripper, would you like to tell us what happened on the 10th of June?
No. It's just so terribly personal.
I know this is embarrassing for you, but would you please answer the question?
Okay. It was the first day I started work, and I knew...
Would you speak up a little, please?
It was my first day at work.
Louder!
It was my first day at work, and every time my boss came near me, she pinched me and grabbed me.
Ah. And just where did the defendant grab me?
All over.
All over?
Yeah, behind the counter in the storeroom by the front door. Once by the grill where I was cooking hamburgers, I almost burned my buns.
Mr. Tripper, did you at any time let your employer know how you felt about her sexual advances?
Yes, sir, I did. That's when she fired me.
You mean she fired you? When all you did was object to being pinched and grabbed and caressed? In other words, you lost your job. And you let her know you were unwilling to submit to this sexual harassment.
Objection.
Overruled.
I have no further questions.
Oh, bless you.
Just a moment. I have a question, if you don't mind. No, sir. Yes, sir.
Isn't it true my client fired you because she wasn't satisfied with your performance?
I object. Jack never even touched her.
Yeah. Order.
Didn't you drop a bowl of hot soup in a customer's lap?
Yes.
Didn't you nearly set fire to the diner?
Well, yeah.
But... can you deny you're making up this whole wild story just to cover up your own incompetence?
No, I mean, yes.
Wait a minute, that's a lie. Jack would never make up a story like that. Your Honor, he's much too sweet and innocent, and he's very shy.
You seem very concerned about this witness.
Oh, I ought to be. We've been living together for 4 years.
You have?
Please, Your Honor, she's just trying to help. I hope you don't get the wrong idea about what she said.
That's right. Just because he lives with two girls doesn't mean anything wrong is going on.
Two girls?
Yeah, two girls. No, no, I know what you're thinking, Your Honor, but as a matter of fact, everyone thinks that Jack... Your Honor, could you please throw me out of this courtroom?
Your Honor, I make a motion for dismissal.
Denied. Mr. Tripper's personal life does not concern us here. The only issue we have today is the complainant's charge of sexual harassment. Now, I'd like to ask you something, Mr. Tripper.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mr. Tripper, can you tell me if it... That's a very nice cologne you're wearing. What's it called?
Mating call, I believe.
Mating call? How quaint.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Do you always wear your shirt open like that?
Huh?
And those trousers, aren't they rather tight?
Tight?
You think they turn women on?
What? No, no,
I think they make you irresistible, don't you?
Irresistible?
Yes, you are all alike, sauntering around town with those tight trousers and those open shirts, reeking of animal musk, flaunting yourself in public, and when some poor woman makes the slightest response, you act surprised.
Reeking?
You're just asking for it. Shame on you. Now, you go on home and you put on some decent clothes. Case dismissed.
Just a minute here. Just a... Hold it. I can't believe my ears.
I can't believe my eyes.
You've got Jack here figured out all wrong.
I'm going to change her decision.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Furley. I really appreciate it. How are you going to do that?
Just let me handle it.
Your Honor, there's been a great miscarriage of justice here.
I beg your pardon.
Shh. Go on, Mr. Furley.
Well, just look at him. Can't you tell he's innocent? I mean, you don't accuse a man of hit and run who's never even driven a car.
That's right. That's right. You don't accuse a man of hit and run who's never... What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, your problem.
Oh, no.
Now, relax, Jack. I've got to win your case for you.
Please.
Look, if you're trying to mislead this court, you have another thing coming to you. I know a woman chasing Playboy when I see one.
Well, yes, I do have that reputation. But we're talking about Jack here. And I can tell you, Your Honor, believe me, Jack could never lead a woman on because he's
guilty. Guilty.
Hey, hi, Jack. How was the new job?
Don't ask.
Why? What happened?
Same old thing.
You're kidding. I thought your new boss was a man.
He is, but he has a daughter.
Oh, no. His daughter bothered you?
Bothered me. Janet, I couldn't keep my mind on my work. Every time I turned around, boom, there she was.
Oh, Jack, what more pinching and grabbing?
Yes, so we sat down and I talked to her.
Another talk? Golly, Jack, you gonna lose this job too?
No, she said if I kept my hands off her, she wouldn't tell her father. Taped in front of a studio audience.